Doctor Who, Present, Past and Future Danger, written by Aurora McPherson, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy. Part 2.
That's all right.
Should we run?
We'd be killed before we even took a step. So that's what they look like. I've only seen pictures.
Well, consider yourself very lucky. That's all you've seen. Up to now, anyway.
Yes. You met them on Earth, didn't you?
How did you... Oh, the Doctor must have told you. Yeah, I'd hoped I wouldn't meet them again. I really don't fancy being turned into Laura Palmer.
I don't follow.
Dead. Wrapped in plastic.
Well, if that's what they do, then neither do I.
So what do we do?
Get down!
What?
Over here, behind this rock. Who do you think is out there? More Autons?
No, I've never read of them destroying each other.
Well, whoever it is, they make a mincemeat of the Auton.
It's over.
Yeah.
Shall we take a look?
Yeah.
Guy? This would probably work a little bit better if you let go of me.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, alright, let's take a look.
See anything?
No. Wait, yeah. There's someone moving out there. Oh, it's big. Really big. Maybe all the Autons weren't killed.
No, that's not an Auton. Guy, when I say run, you run, in that direction. That's where the signal from the Doctor's TARDIS is coming from. Just run as fast as you can. Don't look back and don't stop for anything.
What? Why? What about you?
Hopefully I'll be right behind you. If you find a body of water, get into it and swim for as long as you can. Find the Doctor and get out of here.
What? Cassandra, who are they?
Those are the Zatrangai, perhaps the deadliest warriors in the entire galaxy. And I strongly suspect they're out for our blood. Looks like there's four. Blast, four of them. This is not good. It's a full hunting party. Maybe we can get away while they're taking trophies. What are they doing here? They shouldn't be here in this time.
Cassandra, slow down. You're not making much sense. Who are these guys?
They're one of the universe's worst nightmares, and certainly the most proficient killing species I've ever encountered. They're worse than the Autons, worse than the Daleks, or any of the other hostile alien species you've met so far. If we don't get away now, we're as good as dead.
I'll ask a stupid question. Right, run?
As fast as you can, in opposite directions. Throw them off.
Mass, 0. Height, 12.2 centimeters. Length, 5.43 centimeters. Width, immeasurable. Brightness, approximately 3 kilowatts. Radiation, not usual, but is emitting some sort of energy unknown to my scanners. You, my little friend, are quite the riddle, aren't you? Yes, Charlie, I'm not quite sure what it is either. If only I could get better readings off it, but it insists on confounding all of my instruments. I've run every test I can think of, and yet I have no idea what it is. No, Charlie, just stay away from it. Yes, I know it's pretty, but it could be dangerous. You wouldn't want to get any of that pretty fur of yours singed now, would you? Did you see that, Charlie? Charlie? Now, Charlie, you stop sulking and come back out. Fine, sulk then. I'll have to take some more readings to see how much it's grown.
Trell?
Yes, Doctor.
You never did answer my questions earlier.
Really? What questions are those?
Well, you referred to me as that one back in the TARDIS. Obviously, you know of this incarnation I'm in.
Yes, I do.
Well?
Doctor, you know I can't tell you that.
Ah, I see. Continuity of the timeline and all that. Not even a little hint?
Doctor.
All right. Can't blame a Time Lord for trying now, can you?
You wouldn't be if you didn't.
Tell me about Cassandra. How did the two of you meet?
You introduced us.
I see. Been travelling together long?
It's been a while.
You're really not going to tell me much, are you?
No.
You do know that's quite infuriating.
Turnabout is fair play and all that.
Seems she's had a lot to say about me. Am I really that vague at times?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I have to admit, it is a little disconcerting that you know so much about me, but I know very little about you.
I think all you really need to know right now is that you can trust me.
Yes, I suppose I can.
Have you noticed that it's sus, knowing you?
Yes, I have.
It wasn't a moment ago. It was more like spring.
Quite odd, don't you think?
Very. Think that's a natural to this planet?
Well, I only know of one habitable planet that has such radical shifts in weather, but I'm pretty sure this isn't it.
It's coming down a little heavier now.
Yes, look, we'd better get moving. Find some shelter and wait out the storm.
I don't like the sound of that.
Neither do I, but it sounds like it's some distance off, and not in the direction we're going, so I don't think you need those just yet. Still, no sense in being careless. Come on. Where is she? She said she'd be right behind me.
I thought I told you not to stop for anything.
Don't do that!
Sorry, just something I picked up.
Yeah, from the doctor, yeah, he does that a lot. How long have you been sitting up on that rock?
A little while. Hang on, coming down. Guy, you can let go of my hand. I landed perfectly safe.
Right, sorry. So, what happened to you? You said you'd be right behind me.
I was, but I had to buy you a little bit of time. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if I got my money's worth. I didn't really stick around long enough to find out. We should get moving. Who knows if they're lurking about.
Right, but you stay close to me, okay?
Guy,
Don't argue with me on this. Please? Listen to me. Just stay close. No more heroics, okay? I get enough of that from the doctor. If anything happened to you, I'd never forgive myself.
Guy, you really don't have to worry about me. If anything did happen, I can take care of myself.
Now, which way?
That way.
Okay, let's go. Do you think this fog will ever lift?
I don't know. Odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doctor!
I hear it. Where is it coming from?
I don't know. I barely see anything.
Neither can I. This isn't good. We need to get out of this storm before we freeze!
What? Okay. Now that was very weird. One minute, huge snowstorm. Next minute, the sun's shining again. This planet's very...
strange, yes. And what are the Seeklers doing here, do you think?
Oh, the same things that matter.
Trell!
What did you want me to do? Let it wander over here and kill us?
Fair enough, I suppose.
Trell! It moved.
First the Seeklers and now a Yeti. What's going on?
Pays not to dwell, I find. We ought to get going. Shouldn't be too far down to those buildings you saw.
Indeed. And I, for one, could use a nice hot cup of tea.
Funny you should say that. I just put the kettle on.
So he's standing there looking all dashing and appropriately heroic, and he says to me, Cassandra, I know most Time Lords have god complexes, but you're the first I've known to actually put it into practice.
And what did you say?
Nothing. By that point, I was so furious at him that all I wanted to do was throw my crown at him. Kreitzig wasn't too happy either. Time was running out for the ceremony, and... oh dear.
What is that?
Well, if I remember right, that is a Seekler. A dead Seekler, I think. And is that a corpse of an Ice Warrior?
And another Auton. Maybe the Zatran got them.
Maybe, but I think they were fighting each other when they died.
There are more over here. Hey, I think this guy's human. Aw, yuck. Don't come over here. He's missing his head.
That'd be the Zatran's handiwork. I just hope he was completely dead when they chopped it off. What are you doing?
Gathering weapons. Looks like this was a total massacre. Do you think anyone could have survived?
Perhaps. One moment, I'll switch over to my scanner and see if I can pick up any life signs.
Good idea. Maybe it'll pick up the doctor and Trell. I'd like to think that the doctor got caught up in all of this.
No, I don't think so. Judging from the bodies we've seen so far, they've been here for more than a few days.
Oh, well, that's a relief. What is it? Has it picked something up?
There's something unlocked out here.
The doctor?
No, something different. Oh dear, come on, Guy.
Don't move.
Or you'll shoot. I think you just did.
Trell, calm down.
I'll calm down when he drops that gun of his.
Please, excuse my trigger-happy friend there. We've had a bit of a hard time of late.
I can understand. There are some interesting things wandering these woods today. Look, see? I'm putting it down now. Better?
Getting there. Who are you?
My name's Glover. Who are you?
I'm the Doctor, and my new friend there is Trell. Are you one of the inhabitants of this planet?
One of them, yes. Could you please tell him to put his guns away? He's making me quite nervous pointing them at me.
Oh, Trell, look, you can relax. I don't think he means us any harm.
Thank you. Now, what are you doing here? This planet isn't on the normal space routes.
Well, we had a bit of an accident and crash-landed here.
And you decided to take a stroll around the planet instead of repairing your ship?
Actually, we were looking for the other ship we collided with.
Other ship? You mean there are more people here?
Perhaps. I'd hoped you'd seen them, or at least their ship. But I'm guessing from your reaction that you haven't.
No, I haven't. Well, I think you should come down to the lab. You'll be safer there, and we can check the perimeter net to see if they or their ship are around.
I think I would rather take my chances with the aliens.
Trell!
I don't trust him, Doctor. There's something not quite right about him.
Fine. If you'd rather stay here, I'm not about to force you to come.
Look, would you just excuse us for a moment? Trell, come over here. Look, have you forgotten that the tracker's pointing right towards that lab of his?
You said it wasn't working properly anyway, and he claims not to have seen them, or Cassandra's TARDIS. So how do we know they're there? Or even in the area.
We don't.
Well?
Look, following the signal from the tracker is better than wandering about aimlessly in these woods and coming across any number of hostile aliens. He said his lab has a perimeter net. With it, we can see if Cassandra and Guy are in the area. If they're not, then we'll at least know what is here and what we're up against. Forewarned is forearmed? Or is it the other way around?
All right, we'll go with them. But if he does anything funny...
Yes, I know. If he starts making hostile-looking balloon animals or something, you can shoot him.
It's right around here, I think. Yes, here. Behind these rocks. Help me shift them.
So there's someone under these rocks?
Yes, and we need to get them out.
There's an opening. It's a cave. It's so dark, I can't see anything. Are you sure someone's in there?
Yes, Guy. Stand back. We don't want to scare them. It's all right. You can come out. We don't mean you any harm. Come on. That's it. Come on.
It's a cat, I think.
And this is no ordinary cat, Guy.
I can see that.
This is a Brill cat. Yes, you are a little beauty, aren't you? It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. They're only native to one planet in the entire galaxy.
And this isn't it, is it?
No, it isn't. Like all the others, this little lady doesn't belong here. Oh, you're hurt. Here, I think I have something. Yes, here. Now, easy does it. I'm going to wrap this around your leg.
Careful.
She's not going to hurt me. She's just a little nervous, is all.
That doesn't sound like being nervous to me.
No, it doesn't. Guy, get ready.
For what?
That.
Which, there's a trance. Oh, good thing I picked this up. Blast, it's not working.
The safety.
Safety? Oh, right.
Yeah!
Cassandra. Cassandra!
Could you tell me what planet this is?
It doesn't really have a name, just a designation. GX874562. But if it helps, it's located in the lower arm of the Herculean cluster.
So you're not a native of this planet?
No, the Professor and I are from Dryosi. And you, Doctor?
Oh, I doubt you'd have heard of my home, but I think Trell here hails from Shaebellion. Is that right, Trell?
Yes, I do.
You two are travelling together and you're just confirming this now?
My usual travelling companions on the other ship we were looking for.
I see.
You know, it's very unusual to see Yeti in this part of the galaxy. Have you any idea how they came to be here?
No, I don't. I was rather surprised to see them, as well as several other alien species on the perimeter scan.
So, Glover, is it much further to this lab of yours?
It's about 600 metres past this hill. But we're not going to the lab.
We're not?
Well, if you want to check the perimeter net for your friends, we'll have to go to the perimeter office.
And which building's that, then?
The one right in front of us. After you.
Oh. Guy? Where? Oh, the cave.
Lie still. You fell quite a distance.
What? Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I.
How far did I fall?
About two of your breaths.
Well, I've fallen further. Of course, it did kill me last time.
You are a strange one. You are not surprised that I'm here, nor that I have spoken to you.
Well, I am, a little.
You have the smell of the infinite upon you.
The infinite? Oh, you mean the vortex.
That is the word the cousins use. My senses tell me that you are one of them, but yet you are more than that.
I'm a Time Lord.
That is the word the cousins have much anger towards. I know of this word. My kind knows of them. I had not thought I would meet one away from the center.
I hadn't thought I'd meet one of your kind so far from there either. What? Don't usually travel much. How is it that you came to be here anyway?
I was where I was. There was a light and then I was here.
What kind of light?
It's a bright light. One of greatness and of smell and sight.
Could you be a little more specific?
It had the smell of the infinite and yet it was not. It was like the between and yet unlike. A path not walked by my kind until I walked it. It is a light that obscures all paths outside of it.
I think I understand. My name's Cassandra, by the way. What's yours?
I have many names, but you may call me by the name the Elders gave me, Bria. Cassandra, you are known to my kind.
Yes, I had the pleasure of having one of your kind as a friend for a very long time.
He passed his knowledge of you on to us before he passed into the dreaming. You are the daughter of another friend to my kind, one whom my kind owes much. I will help you, Cassandra.
Bloody hell.
Right, let's see what's in this bag of pits your mortal enemies left behind. A grenade! Laser bolts bounced right off their armor. This isn't gonna do a thing. Then again. That ought to do it. Yes, it worked! Yeah! Got you, you big scaly idiots! You'll think twice before messing with Guy Anwar again. Now. Just hold on, Cassandra. I'll get to you in just a minute. Just please be okay. What the? Cassandra? Cassandra! Cassandra, how did you... You don't look so good. Look, just take it easy. Just sit down.
I'm fine.
Like hell you're fine. You look a mess. Look, just take it easy. Try to slow down your breathing. I see you brought the cat.
Yeah. And I see you got rid of the Zitron.
How many is that so far?
22.
23.
Where are they all coming from?
We scanned the entire area. As you can see, your friends are nowhere in the vicinity, and the only other TARDIS around is yours.
You're right.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to check on the Professor.
I'd like to come with you, if I may.
No, that's impossible. The Professor is much too busy to be bothered with visitors.
I'm afraid I must insist. Trell?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. But I suspect he would. Now, who are you and where are our friends?
I already told you who I was. As far as where your friends are, I have no idea. You saw for yourself on the perimeter scan that they're not in the vicinity and that the only other TARDIS...
Yes, and the only other TARDIS around is mine. Now, how exactly did you know that the ships we were looking for were TARDISes, hey?
What? You told me!
No, not once did I call our ships by their proper names.
Neither of us did.
Also, you know of the Yeti. As far as I remember, the planet Dryosi was never attacked by the Great Intelligence or its ranks. So how would you know what they look like?
Perhaps I've heard about them.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that! You're no more Dryosi than I am. The Dryosi homeworld is 99% water, and its inhabitants are amphibious. Unless the Dryosi have taken a huge evolutionary leap, you're not one of them.
Whoever taught you to lie must have left out a few lessons, Glover.
So I lied. I find two people wandering around woods that are teeming with groups of hostile aliens, and I'm supposed to tell them the truth? The professor's conducting some very sensitive experiments here. I wasn't about to let someone I just met know exactly who we were.
A good answer, but still a lie. What exactly is your game here, Glover? Or whatever your name is? Are you setting up some sort of new death zone?
What? No, of course not. The very idea... How could you?
Quite easily, considering the circumstances. Particularly now that I know you know what a death zone is as well. Still not going to come clean, hey? Very well. Now, where is it?
What are you doing? Stop that! You don't know what you're doing! Oh, blast!
A TARDIS, as I suspected. What is it, a Type 70?
80. How did you know?
TARDIS tracker. I had it set to home in on any TARDISes other than my own. Interestingly, it led us right here. Now, where are our friends?
Doctor, you have to believe me when I tell you I have no idea where your friends are. As far as I know, you and I are the only Time Lords on the planet.
Another lie.
Doctor, I'm telling you the truth. They're not here.
Then why is my tracker pointing right at that lab, hmm?
What? That's impossible.
I gave you a chance to come clean, Glover. I don't know what kind of game you're playing at here or why we've even been brought to this planet, but it all ends now.
There, how's that?
Very good. You're a handy medic.
Thanks. It's a good thing I found this first aid kit.
What's the matter? You should be happy. It's not every day someone takes out a full Zatran hunting party. You should be quite proud of yourself.
Can't say I see any reason to be proud. Anyway, that's not it.
Then what?
The doctor's dead, isn't he?
Just because we haven't found him yet doesn't mean he's dead. Besides, he's got Trell with him, and I know Trell will do his best to keep him safe.
No, I mean in your time. He's dead then.
What makes you think that?
The way you talk about him, always in the past tense. The urn in the cloisters? That was him, wasn't it?
Guy, you're right.
Was it because of me? Something I did or didn't do?
No.
You loved him, didn't you? I can see it in your eyes, hear it in your voice.
Yes, I did. I loved him very much.
I thought so. Come on, it's starting to get dark. We should get going. I'm sure you're anxious to see him.
Yeah, things just got more complicated. You're perceptive, you are. Guy, wait, please. I need to...
Look, there in the distance. It's a light.
What? Oh my.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Yes, yes, I know. So this is what she meant. A light. Like the infinite yet unlike, a path unlocked, and a light that obscures all paths.
What are you talking about?
We need to get to that light.
That's the third micro camera I've lost! They go in, and they don't come back out again. You are one very greedy spatial anomaly. Now how am I supposed to find out what's inside of it if it insists on eating everything I send in, Charlie? Let's see. Yes, it's definitely got bigger again. I think it likes the taste of my instruments. It's worse than you when I give you salmon, Charlie. Charlie? Still hiding on me, eh? First Glover goes missing when I need him the most, and now you. Maybe if I feed him through a little slower, I won't have a chance to grab it out of my hand.
Wait, stop!
Eh? Blast! Now look what you made me do! Do you know how expensive those cameras are? I hope you can pay to replace it. Who are you? Glover, who are these people?
Professor.
You must be Professor Marion. I'm the Doctor.
Doctor? Glover, why did you bring a doctor here? I'm not even sick.
It seems you have a bit of a riddle on your hands here, Professor. Do you know what this is?
That's what I was trying to figure out when you interrupted me. I know it's some kind of spatial anomaly, but that's about it.
Glover? I'm guessing you know.
It's a temporal incursion.
A what?
Otherwise known as...
Time Warp. And judging from the readings that I'm getting, a highly unstable one at that. I've never seen one this large before. Usually they're closed up before they can get this big.
I assume there's not a complaints department for this sort of thing.
Actually, there is. But even if my TARDIS could make the trip, I'm not exactly inclined to return there at the moment.
Why not?
Well, it'd involve me being arrested, and then there'd be some paperwork and a trial, and by the time someone even listened to me, this thing would have hit critical mass and taken out part of the space-time continuum.
Oh, bloody red tape, eh? It's the same everywhere in the galaxy.
There must be some way to zip this thing up before something really big comes out of it.
What do you mean, zip it up?
Well, this is the reason everyone ended up here. It's been plucking them out of their own places in space and time and spitting them out down here on this planet, where they all met and...
started killing each other.
Exactly. I should have known something like this was behind it all. Now, if I remember my lessons from the Academy correctly, the only way to close up a time rip is to disrupt its source of power during its early growth stages.
Well, that sounds pretty straightforward.
Well, it would be if I had a fully operational TARDIS.
What's that you've got there? Hey, Cassandra, take a look at this.
Where'd you find that?
Well, the cat found it. Looks like some sort of small camera. Do you reckon it could have come through the rip?
Yes, I think it did.
What are you going to do? Cassandra, I've seen that look on the Doctor's face enough times to know you're planning something.
I think I've found a solution to our very large problem here.
What?
Well, my TARDIS is damaged. I can't go back in time in it to stop this thing before it gets out of hand, so I'm going to use the rip itself.
I think I'm confused.
It'll be a bit of a rough trip, but if I can stabilize the rip for a moment and lock onto its signature in the past, I can go back and fix it.
Isn't that a little dangerous?
Well, a little. Ending up in the right time will basically be a shot in the dark.
Then I'm coming with you.
Right then, hold on to the cat. I need both my hands for this. Now, I hope I can do this. If I can just cross the scanner controls with my stabilizer protocols and... Oh, come on, blast, fine, be stubborn. My sonic screwdriver should do the trick, and voila! Scanning for quantum signature, stabilizing the horizon, 95%, 98%, 100%. Right, ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
How could you be so irresponsible?
Irresponsible, Doctor?
To allow him to create that and allow it to grow. You know what time rips are capable of, especially if they're allowed to get too large. Before too long, this planet will be teeming with alien life forms.
I know.
Then why?
Well, for one, this time rip is already in established history.
What?
The Council interdicted this place in space-time shortly after it formed. They wanted to study the effects it had, but couldn't get into this place in time due to the distortion effect of the rip. It wasn't until my time that they figured out how to compensate for them.
So you were sent back to study it, right from the beginning?
Yes.
Let me get this straight. You weren't sent to stop it, but only to study it.
Yes, as I said...
How long?
I beg your pardon?
How long has this been going on before you were sent here?
Oh, only a couple of millennia.
This planet has been interdicted for 2 millennia. For 2 millennia, the Time Lords have studied this phenomenon, watched it grow. How many millions have died because of it? How many have they sat by and watched die just to satisfy some ridiculous Time Lord curiosity? It's monstrous! It's no wonder we don't need the Death Zone anymore when we've created one right here!
Doctor, it's not like that
at
all.
Isn't it? I think it's exactly like that. All the perks and none of the responsibility. They didn't bring them here, so their hands are clean.
Gentlemen.
If I'd known what type of person you were when we first met you, I'd have let Trell shoot you, just on principle.
Now, see here, Doctor, you have no right...
Gentlemen! If you please!
What?
This time rip, I think we're about to have company.
Oh, hello. So this is where you got to.
In Present, Past, and Future Danger Part 2, the Doctor was played by Matthew Capelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Cassandra Aurora McPherson, Trell Boris Linzender, Professor Marion David Hutchinson, Glover Vitol Tietze, Bria Caroline Fruin, and Charlie was voiced by Ileana. Recording and CD mastering by Matthew Kapelke, post-production and sound design by Aurora McPherson with assistance from Jacqueline Palmer, edited by Vitold Tietze, music by Robert Warnock, series theme composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock, cover illustration and packaging design by Matthew Chambers, press and PR by David Hutchinson, recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios and Quantum Reality Studios. The script editor was Vitold Tietze, the producer was Matthew Kapelke, and the directors were Vitold Tietze and Aurora McPherson. This has been a BTR audio production in association with Quantum Realities Productions, copyright 2004. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.